much for talking today, and I think I speak for so many Vancouverites and music fans around the world. Please keep doing what you're doing. We wish you all the success in the world for you and your sister. You guys are amazing.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I hope that all of this was good. I feel not very articulate currently, but I hope that the message is clear. You know, teens are the band, and us as people, we definitely are all for social change. I mean, you know, really, we're inspired by Vancouver. I am so inspired by how much political activity happens there, and I find Vancouverites to be, you know, in general, really amazing, open-minded people, and very proud to be living there. So.
I understand that, but this noise has got to stop.
All Bleak cares about is Bleak.
Is that so?
Oh, so that is. Let me just take a look around.
Bleak brought this from me a year ago, man. This is a rare, out-of-print bird.
Look, I'm a delivery man making deliveries. And any static, take it up with Bleak.
Bleak, two E's, one K. Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician. Well, a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
And welcome one and all to Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. You were listening to a rebroadcast of Are You Aware? And, anyway, here we are. We're live this evening. Thanks for joining us. This evening I have for you Music Works magazine, number 108. They have a CD that comes out with their magazine every now and then, and this is the new one, including lots of electro-experimental, electro-acoustic, and sound collage-y sort of things on it, and that is kind of the theme of this show in one way or another, along with other experimental and avant-garde things of all sorts. Thanks for dropping by. It's good to be back. It's good to be in the driver's seat tonight. So what we're going to be doing, Music Works 108 this time around offered a little highlight on Swedish electroacoustic music and the electroacoustic community there. We're going to start you off with two tracks from Henrik Rylander, or how we would say Henrik Rylander, I guess. Two tracks from him to start us off with Walk In Sound, and then followed by Fed Oblivion, here on Exquisite Corpse Radio. Thank you.
You are lying. I never hit you.
CITR 101.9 FM.
You are tearing me apart, Lisa!
And this is Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR. Hello. We've been listening to two tracks there from Henrik Rylander, Walk In Sound and Fed Oblivion. Fed Oblivion was the last track there. Walk In Sound, the more of a field recording sort of thing before that. And there's an article in the recent Music Works magazine, number 108, article which features Swedish electroacoustic artists. The recent resurgence of the sound art and electroacoustic music scene in Sweden has been characterized by an expansiveness that accommodates diverse approaches and various techniques and visions. Nadine Byrne, Matthias Peterson, and Henrik Rylander are three artists who come from this disparate background, have differing kinds of technical know-how and differing aesthetic concerns and priorities. Byrne has trained in fine art and Peterson in formal musical composition, while Rylander's background is in alternative rock, noise, and photography. The breadth represented by their creative work is an indication of the vitality of the current Swedish scene, its openness and inclusive nature. Digital technology has been a crucial enabling factor in recent developments, but so has an elastic definition of sound art, which is stimulating imaginative work that might be stifled by the imposition of some more rigorous aesthetic taxonomy. And anyway, for more information, look up Music Works number 108. We're going to hear a track from Nadine Byrne now from Music Works number 108. This one is Kate and Margaret.
Thank you.
And you're listening to Exquisite Corpse. You know that. Little track by Nadine Byrne, one of the Swedish artists presented on the Music Works 108. We have an artist next that is a Toronto artist. Toronto-based interdisciplinary group Urban Vessel creates performance works rooted in the sounds and spaces of the urban environment. The personnel of the collective often changes with each production, only composer Juliet Palmer remaining constant. Their works often explore socio-political themes. Slip a piece staged in a public swimming pool known locally as a refuge for homeless men. Commented on personal hygiene and Stitch, their Dora Award-nominated production, revolved around the dehumanizing nature of the garment industry. But can culture affect social change? Despite urban trends that indicate it cannot, Urban Vessel continues to create and produce performance works rooted in the sounds and spaces of the urban environment. Their latest work, Voice Box, which premiered November 2010 in Toronto at Harbourfront Centre's World Stage, is a full-on face-off between a cappella music and physical movement set in the world of women's boxing. Doesn't that sound interesting? So, Juliet Palmer up for us now. And we're going to be hearing a track, Voice Box, Fancy Feet. And here we are on Exquisite Corpse Radio, and having a nice time here. Juliet Palmer, Voice Box Fancy Feet from Music Works, number 108. Got Barry Truax now, in this, well, let's see. Barry Truax discusses the role that gay sexuality plays in his music. For Truax, the process of integrating his sexual identity into his work was as gradual as his own coming out at 30 years old. By using homoerotic texts in vocal and drama-based musical forms, he has been able to bring lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer identities into his work. He likens the process of incorporating his sexual identity into his work to the process of using real-world sound and working with the listener's relationship to that sound, a process he uses in soundscape composition. And that's an article you can also find in MusicWorks 108, which is out now, and you can look that up. Just look up MusicWorks, all one word there. It's a Canadian publication. Gonna hear another track from that now, Barry Truax. Tried to look up the pronunciation, which I'm probably getting wrong, but the pronunciation, the online pronunciation thing that I got told me to pronounce it as Truax. Truax, perhaps. So that's what I'm gonna do. Anyway, Barry Truax now, Song of Songs Evening on Exquisite Corpse.
To the banqueting house.
And his banner over me was love. Over me was love. I sat down under his shadow. All fair, my love, there is no spot in thee.
The joints of thy thighs are like jewels, the work of the hands of a cunning workman. Thy stature is like to a palm tree,
and thy breasts to clusters of grapes.
Until the day break and the shadows flee away, I will get me to the mountains of myrrh and the hill of frankincense.
am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine.
I am my beloved's, and his desire is yours. I am my beloved's, and his desire is toward me.
Sniper from Blank Dogs, you're listening to CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others have fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Pit Pub and Burger Bar is home of the famous Pit Night. Relax with great prices on cold beer and lots of big screen HD TVs, or chow down on charbroiled burgers, beer battered fish and chips, and Belgian fries. The Pit is open 7 days a week, and Wednesday through Saturday is open late until 2 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
And this is Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR. Thanks for listening tonight, or podcasting, wherever it is, however you're getting this sound right now. I thank you for doing so. Remember the funding drive thing that we had a couple weeks ago. The pledge pages on your web machine are still open, so you can go onto your computer device machine there and go to specific shows and donate to them. You can still do that up to December 31st, from what I'm told. So if you haven't done it yet, hey, think about it right now. Think about, I know it's a season where you're spending some money on this and that, but we think about how much you get from CITR and think about life without it. I know. It's a scary thing. We have before us this evening a few more things to give to you. I did pull out the Deep Wireless number 7 audio art compilation, and that is coming up. And a few other things I've got for you. Earlier today, I felt that I needed to be playing some classic Momus tonight, so I wanted to get to that now, get it out of my system, and then move on to some other stuff. Momus came out with an album called The Ultra Conformist back in, I think, 1992 or so, from Richmond Records, subsidiary of Cherry Red Records, and a Mike Allway stamp on that one. The Ultra Conformist is an interesting album by Momus. It put together in a style that was supposed to be reminiscent of the old cabaret style from the old 20s, 30s, or even earlier, the cabaret style anyway. So the Ultra Conformist was the product of that, and I think it's one of Momus's most overlooked albums. It's got a lot of classic material on it. We're going to be hearing the title track, The Ultra Conformist, from Momus on CITR.
Love. That's a big word for having only four letters and one syllable. It means a lot, and once it's out there, you can't just take it back. But we're ready to say it. We love you, our loyal listeners, who donated generously during our 2010 fund drive. Thanks to your support, we can continue to keep our station running smoothly. Our library digitization project has begun and will be finished in a few months' time. This means we'll be able to satisfy your song requests in the blink of an eye, and that our ever-expanding music library can grow to its full potential. We couldn't have done it without you. You, whom we love. We love you.
Right reading for this is the one I'm giving it.
Hey, this is Mark Hosser of Negative Land, and this is my big shot at being a big shot on CITR, where you're listening to Exquisite Quirks of 101.9 with this bleak guy.
Come on, fellas, you're losing your heads. I wouldn't direct any living actor like this in Shakespeare.
This is CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Hey, thanks for keeping me company this evening. We heard a track by Tame Impala, Desire Be, Desire Go from Inner Speaker. Cloud Nothings before that with Water Turns Back from the album Turning On. Moments before that with the Ultra Conformist from the album of the same name, Ultra Conformist. Let me be heading back into some more Plunderphonic type things now. And to start us off, guitar, that is G-I-T-A-R, album called Stuffed by them, and guitar is a couple people call themselves I Cut People, for one, and the other one, Ellipse Elk Show. And then we'll be hearing stuff from the 50-50 compilation that I played for you last week in the entirety. But like I said, to get us started, let's play some guitar and Momentum with Cheese on Exquisite Quirks.
For me enjoying this moment,
supposed to do?
Take us from that point on to a brand new level of momentum. I really believe. I want you guys to ride this train with me. Develop a tidal wave. Now invite your people and your business and your jobs and
your eggs.
Starting with May 6th with
Little Tomatoes.
World famous singer coming here and doing a concert and then illustrate a sermon the following week and then
instant omelet.
All that's going on in the month of May.
A little garlic, a little olive oil.
In the conference, I really believe that God was speaking to me that we need to have
a couple of scrambled eggs.
That we need to have a new wave of momentum. So I believe that momentum begins today. But if we want momentum, we cannot be complacent.
Make sure it's hot. Don't be scared.
We have to constantly stay hungry to value this precious momentum. And I think it'd be awesome this morning if every one of us really allowed ourselves to
scramble the daylights out of it
with this awesome hunger and this awesome desire for a greater
omelet,
for a greater level of momentum. But we can't get complacent. We can't get satisfied. And our businesses, our job, our
eggs,
our leadership, we cannot become complacent. We must stay hungry.
1 million eggs.
And do whatever we've got to do.
What am I supposed to do?
To be a part of creating momentum.
For more information,
viewers like you in this area.
8 million pounds of sugar.
Stop that. And you can't taste that much better. So just doing a little
sleep at the touch of a button.
So
please
say
millions of years ago, before the human race existed, an adventure began. Start from the experience. Then join and listen by.
Is
All right, a track there from Realistic, I love that story, from the 50-50 compilation, and you can hear that entire album if you listen to last week's podcast. I played the whole thing in order with breaks, of course. Before that, guitar, Momentum with Cheese from Stuffed. This is Exquisite Corpse Radio, Canada's favorite radio show on CITR. I told you I did have the Deep Wireless No. 7 compilation in the studio this evening. Why don't we play a track from that called Natural Opera by Alex Cannon now? And then I have a very special Christmas treat for you coming up, so stay tuned.
Makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, Prague. early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound. Tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
What are you talking about?
Is it because you love, your wife loves you more?
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Chris Horrific's in the studio with me, and I'm happy to see him.
Once. I am too.
So
for once.
I never see you, right?
Oh, okay.
At the meetings and
that's
and
a very good point.
But I always like to see you.
Yes, we'll always have Ed to X.
Yes. And I guess we'll always have Paris.
Yes.
Eventually.
Oh, man, I remember.
Whatever that means.
You and me and John Cale.
Yeah. So what's coming up?
Oh, I am filling in for Mr. Ben Live for Thunderbird Radio Hell, and tonight's guest is none other than Citizen Hands, who got to the second round of Shindig, but failed miserably.
What?
No, in the second
round.
No, of course not. I kid. I'm looking forward for their performance. It's looking to be a good one.
Okay. Hands or hand?
Hands.
Hands.
Yes.
Plural. Okay.
Yes. The gentleman plays a pedal steel guitar while he sings, and I really like the dynamic of it. It's very good.
Okay.
He used to be in a band called... I knew that. In Medias Res.
Oh, you got it, even though a microphone was in front of your face. That's what happened.
I'm a pro oblique.
Yes, that's true. That's true. He's our one paid DJ.
Yes.
Just kidding.
No,
So stay tuned for that. Thunderbird Radio Hell at 9. I have Feliz Navidad number 5 for you, and I don't know, I think this goes...
I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day.
A little more than
Christmas
a half hour,
Day.
So...
I saw three ships
but
come
you can break
sailing
it any time.
On Christmas Day in the morning.
All right, here we go.
And what was in the ships of me on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day? And what... Shut up, Torch!
Happy birthday, Jesus.
I'm dreaming of a wise bird. Just like the ones I used to know.
Now I told you something was going to happen, and it did.
Holy infant, so merry and bright.
The first Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody!
Yeah, Merry Christmas, everybody. Big deal.
Hey, man, what's wrong with you, Jermaine?
Yeah, that's no kind of attitude.
This only happens once a year.
Hey, fellas, bum bucket. He and his girl just broke up. So get off his back. Can't you see there's tears in his eyes?
Shit.
He's crying.
I am not mad at Christmas. I am mad at people.
I wish you all a very Merry Christmas.
Hello, everybody. This is Woody Shatner. And a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
I'm George DeBates.
And all beings on our planet, a Merry Christmas and a Warp Speed New Year. I'm John DeBates from Star Trek The Next Generation. Wishing the entire universe a happy holiday season.
I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm going to tell you safe and happy New Year and Christmas. But don't drink and drive. One for the other.
Outside is where we're going.
It's snowing, it's snowing.
Snowflakes are a-blowing.
There's icicles and snowy hills. It's really, really snowing.
Oh, I want to make a snow angel.
Okay.
It's snowing, it's snowing.
The treetops, they are glowing.
Snowballs,
snowmen,
floods and slides.
It's really, really snowing.
It's snowing.
Our footprints show right where we've been going. We've gone here and we've gone there. I love it when it's snowing.
Here I come!
Whoa!
It's snowing! It's snowing!
Your rosy cheeks are showing. Winter's here, so give a cheer. It's really, really snowing!
Yeah,
it's snowing! It's snowing! It's really, really snowing. And when we're done with winter fun, inside is where we're going.
How am I going to get out of this?
It's snowing!
Snowing, snowing!
It's really, really snowing!
My nose is cold.
Weather alert! Weather alert! It's starting to snow!
It's snowing!
It's snowing!
It's snowing! It was snowing.
And on the table by the bed, there was a picture of a young girl.
So I should like to offer the following Christmas carol for next year as being perhaps a bit more appropriate.
appropriate.
He thinks he can fly like a bird or walk on water.
I bring you greetings from all Daleks.
So,
I'm gonna spend my Christmas with a Dalek and hug him underneath the mistletoe. Sugar spice and hang a Christmas stocking from his big left toe. And when we both get up on Christmas morning, I'll kiss him on his chrome-inflated head and take him in to say hi to Mom and frighten Daddy out of his bed. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
God forbid you trust your instincts.
I wish to be your friend. Please may I have some more plum pudding and custard.
I'm gonna spend my Christmas with a Dalek, and if I make him happy, he will stay. Christmas tree. Happy Christmas.
Mistletoe.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I love you.
Happy Christmas.
You love me.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Give a dog as a present, what should you wrap it in?
A dog shouldn't be wrapped in anything. This is what a lot of people forget.
What about if it was in paper that smells of a dog?
No. The animal, the dog, has feelings. We don't wrap a person in a box with a pretty bow on the top.
Now, if somebody does receive an unwanted dog, the best way to get rid of it must be to dump it on a motorway.
I honestly would say that it's just disgusting, and it is not an effective method. There are other ways of being effective.
There are dual carriageways as well?
Yes, that's right.
And railway lines?
Yeah, I mean, people throw them out.
How can you get rid of it?
You've got Animal Concern, you've got Canine Defence League, you've got voluntary organisations.
Yeah, well, I must say, I'm not surprised.
Sorry?
I'd always had my suspicions about those kind of organisations. Thanks very much for joining us, whoever you were.
The road straightens, the scene becomes more pastoral.
Jesus is asleep in the manger, so let's tiptoe out to the hillside near Bethlehem, where the shepherds are tending their flock.
What's going on? Don't you?
All right, just one more time.
The shepherd plays his reed flute, the Khalil. The sheep, they are made of plastic, as they have been for thousands of years on these hillsides.
All at once, the shepherds are frightened. You'd be frightened, too, because a great light suddenly shines in the sky.
Disapproval would be folly. Deck the halls with hunks of holly. Fill a cup and don't say when. Kill the turkeys, ducks, and chickens. Mix the punch, drag out the dickens. Even though the prospect sickens, brother, here we go. Christmas Day, you can't get sore. Your fellow man you must adore. There's time to rob him all the more. The other 306 a day of war. Relations, sparing no expense'll, send some useless old utensil or a matching pen and pencil. Just the thing I need. How nice. It doesn't matter how sincere it is, nor how heartfelt the spirit. Sentiment will not endear it. What's important is the price. Bark the Herald Tribune sings, advertising wondrous things. God rest ye merry merchants, may ye make the yuletide pays. Angels, we have heard on high tell us to go out and buy. So, let the raucous sleigh bells jingle, hail our dear old friend Kris Kringle, driving his reindeer across the sky. Don't stand underneath when they fly by.
But then you hear the voice of an angel of the Lord.
Everything is so interesting. Do you like to smoke? Take a smoke.
And you're no longer frightened, for the angel brings good news. News of a Savior born this day. News of Christ the Lord.
It was sensational.
It can feel quite odd at Christmas if you're... Aren't you going to drink that beer?
No, I'm not, no.
It can feel quite odd at Christmas if you're not part of, you know, a couple.
Listen!
Anyway, I'm sure you don't need me to tell you all this.
No, why?
At the end of that Christmas day, like Carl says, we're all tired from chasing somebody else's bicycle or running up and down the road or something.
So it's Christmas Day, I'm totally depressed, I don't know what to do with myself, so I think, you know what, I'm going to drink. I'm going to start drinking.
But he felt no pain.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays.
What is the point of his red shiny nose?
Shiny nose.
Yeah, all right, there he is. Art, we've made contact with Frosty the Snowman. Get away. What? Watch the carrot nose. Watch the carrot nose.
Ah! Oh, my God. What's going on?
He's got a hold of Igor. Let go of him. Ah! I'm going to have to fire on him, Art.
Remember, this is an endangered species.
Hey, Frosty the Snowman, an endangered species? What species would that be? Jesus.
Well, you said you found a lump of his crap, and it's nothing more than a snowball.
Yeah, all right. So sue me. Let go of him, I say. Art, I will have to shoot.
Please, be careful.
Let go of me, you carrot-nosed piece of...
Frosty the Snowman was a
sadistic maniac whose dark secret must be constantly guarded by violence, terror, and
Johnny Mathis.
Two New Jersey families came today to see Santa. Two loud, ugly husbands with two wives and four children between them. The children gathered around Santa and had their pictures taken. When Santa asked the 10-year-old boy what he wanted for Christmas, his father shouted, "A woman! Get him a woman, Santa!" These men were very loud and irritating, constantly laughing and jostling one another. The two women sat on Santa's lap and had their pictures taken, and each asked Santa for a KitchenAid brand dishwasher and a decent winter coat. Then the husband sat on Santa's lap. And when asked what he wanted for Christmas, one of the men yelled, "I want a broad with big jugs!" The man's small-breasted wife crossed her arms over her chest, looked at the floor, and gritted her teeth. The man's son tried to laugh.
Hi. Hello. How you doing tonight? What are you up to tonight? What are you drinking? I think I'll have whatever you're having. I could use it.
And look, you know, if you're Christian, I have no issue with you.
It's Christmas time for OJ. The bars make a merry clang. He got matching fruitcakes from Van Atter and from Lang. A furry pudding from Furman. Prison food screaming off. And OJ sings a jolly refrain. The Goldman's got my stuff. The Goldman's got my stuff. Ding dong, bling bong. Tinsel on the Joshua tree. It's Christmas time for OJ. Just like it ought to be.
Not that Kate had a big tapping toe or anything.
Oh, it's Christmas time for OJ. His cellmates made a pact. They'd make him sit on the football, and then they'd watch him act. The warden, he sent a candygram. Smells like droppings from McGruff. And OJ sings himself to sleep. The Goldman's got my stuff. The Goldman's got my stuff. Rosa Lopez forgot to send a gift, but she did return a broom. Bob Shapiro gave a handmade gift, a free year of legal Zoom. Bruno Mali sent some ugly ass shoes. Prison footwear's kinda rough. And Santa Claus sings in OJ's dreams. The Goldman's got your stuff. The Goldman's got your stuff. Ding dong, bling blong. A high desert cooler is home. It's Christmas time for OJ. Never no more to roam. No, never no more to roam.
All right. I'll be stoned for Christmas. You can count on me. Please have strolls and bigelows and a place for me to be.
She bowed her little head. Happy birthday, Jesus. Daddy said that you were near and that you had a birthday this time every year. He told me how you listen to every word we say and that you hear us call in the night or in the day. He explained how bad they hurt you and made you suffer so, but said you let them do it for girls like me. I know. He told me about the manger they put you in. I'd let you have my blanket if I was there back then. He said that you were watching everything we do. Him, Mommy, Granny, and our new baby, too. I like what Daddy told me of how you healed the lame and that you don't have to have any wealth or fame. He told me you were so awfully good, and then he made me cry. He said they nailed you to a cross. They wanted you to die. And then he made me happy when he said you came back again. Daddy said Christmas is what we celebrate because on that day we were born. So I hope I'm not too late to wish you a happy birthday, dear Jesus.
The promised child is born to us this day.
Who are you? Gary said, I'm Rudolph's half-brother. You can tell because my nose is green instead of red.
A grown woman sticks her tongue out at me. Later, during a session, a man in his 50s presses his nose up against the window, getting grease on the glass, presses his ears up to hear, and screams things at me I cannot hear. When I leave after each stint, I put up a little glass sign that reads, Freud will be back soon. It's like a warning. the postmodern version of Christ is coming, repent.
This is why when we celebrate Christmas, we think of Bethlehem. We think of the Virgin Mary. We think of
human degradation beyond comprehension.
Missiles all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight, and every mother's child is gonna slay every reindeer on his way.
Merry Christmas, surfers of Waikiki. Merry Christmas, soldiers of Pearl Harbor, far away from home. Merry Christmas.
And I'm just wondering, how in the hell can one man go all over the world riding in a sleigh? And just think, 8 reindeer pulling a damn sleigh flying through the air. That's a miracle right there. And with a 300-pound honky in the saddle.
Okay, now let's make sure.
Can I climb the ladder, please?
No, no, honey, let Daddy climb the ladder. Come.
I want to climb the ladder.
I'll do it, honey, I'll do it.
That's sure a beautiful angel.
Okay, now just a little... How's that? Is that good?
It's crooked.
Well, I can fix that. Let me...
Ow! Ow!
How about now? How's it now?
It leans to the right.
about now? Is it still leaning?
Here it leans to the left.
What? Gentle, gentle, gentle.
Okay, how about now? Is that good?
Can you push it any further down?
Oh, no, no.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, right. Not from where I'm sitting. Oh, oh.
All I want for Christmas is a bottle, a bottle of Christmas.
And they've been at the orange squash again. Now pull yourself together, Paul, and have a bash at this abstemious, steaming postcard.
I've got a card here from Carol Stewart, and she says that she works in a school for mentally handicapped children. The school is the Barking Junior Training Centre at Ripple Road, Barking, in Essex.
You're on Santa's knee and tell me what you want to get.
I want to get down.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electro-pop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, Brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds lift, and we're making it back young. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like you. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville.
You know, you can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but you, man, you're going to have a hell of a time saying what it is.
CITR would like to thank everyone who made a donation during Fun Drive 2010. Without your support, our little station would not be able to keep producing amazing volunteer-powered radio. Radio that strives to do something different, to introduce you to your new favorite song, your new favorite band,